Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Stoltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. This past year, we've been exploring Leafy Jowa, the King's Daughters, giving each and every one of them their own individual time in the spotlight. And with that being said, we're going to get to number 95 very shortly. So join me as we explore another episode of Have Roots, We'll Travel. Regular viewers of the channel know that I produced a video called The Program 2.0. Please have a look at that. It will give you some background and information on the program, how the girls were recruited, and all the information as to what your ancestor would have gone through. Enjoy. This week's episode focuses on a Fee Jowa named Jeanne Chaton, and she was referred to me by a viewer. So let's get to know Jeanne a little bit. Now, Jeanne was born in 1653 in the parish of Saint-Pierre-le-Guillard in Bourges, France. Let's get to know Bourges. Bourges is a commune in central France on the river Vèvre. Bourges is currently found in the Cher department in the Chartreval de Loire region. Its history dates back to the 4th century. In fact, it dates even further. In 52 BC, Julius Caesar invaded the town and killed almost all the town's population. Throughout the next 1500 years, Bourges grew to be a very important town in this region and was the capital of the province of Berry. King Charles VII stayed here during the Hundred Years' War, and his son Louis XI was born here. Bourges was a city during this time that was an intellectual center for thought and philosophy, highbrow, if you will. Jeanne would have been baptized in the Saint-Pierre-le-Guillard Church, which dates from 1220. And the picture on your left is what you imagine when you think of France. That's what you imagine, right? And when I saw it, I was like, I have to show you. And then the map, I always like to kind of, because everyone knows where Paris is. So I just kind of put a circle around Bourges and to give you an idea of how far away it is. Now her parents are Claude Chaton and Madeleine Jumeau. So let's get to know why and when, I should say, when Jeanne would come to New France. So Jeanne would leave for Canada at the age of 14 after her father's death. She would take the ship Le Saint-Louis de Dieppe on September 25th, 1667 is when she would arrive. 14 years of age, think about that. Now the groom that she selected and who selected her, his name was Jean-Robert de Lapointe, and he was born in 1643 in a town called Clemency in France. His parents were Jean-Robert and Pierrette Gautret. Clemency is a commune in the Nèvre département, remember département means kind of like a county, in central France in the region of Bourgogne-Franche-Comté. The earliest mention of Clemency is in, imagine, 634. The church where Jean would have been baptized was l'Église Saint-Martin, which dates from the 13th century and was rebuilt in the 14th and 15th. The town was sacked and substantially rebuilt in the 14th century during the Hundred Years' War. So you can kind of see, I put a little red dot there. There's Paris. Okay, there's a little red dot. Isn't this amazing, this aerial view? It's just beautiful. So let's get to see when they meet. Now he arrives in New France with the Carignan Regiment as a corporal, June 19, 1665, and he was with the Chambly Company. Now Jeanne and Mary Jean, on October 10th, 1667, in Quebec City. Remember, she arrived September 25th, 1667. So that's like, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks? Let's say 3 weeks, okay? And she's married. Now, that being said, remember, she was 14 years of age. I suspect she probably looked older, acted older, because a lot of times the younger the girls were, they would keep them in the convent. They would not have them out. So I suspect she was definitely ready and probably very mature, and most likely extremely attractive. The family settled at Longueuil. Longueuil was founded in 1657 by Charles Lemoine, who was a merchant from Ville-Marie, which is present-day Montreal, and it was a seigneurie that he was in charge of. According to some historians, Charlemagne named Longueuil after the village of Longueuil, which is slightly different spelling, which is part of his homeland of Normandy. Apparently there's a Longueuil in Normandy. His son, Charlemagne de Longueuil, because now he is from Longueuil, so they attach that, built Fort Longueuil as his fortified residence. It was constructed of stone between 1685 and 1690 and had four towers. So we have the church that would eventually come to be, certainly wasn't there when Jean and Jean arrived. We have the picture of Charlemagne. And then we have modern day Longueuil. I lived on the South Shore. Actually, I lived very far, an hour from Montreal, Drummondville, Quebec. And we would come up the Route 20, and that is the first city that you would see, one of them. And we would travel. Often, we would actually stop. Longueuil is kind of a transportation hub. And so we would take the metro into Montreal, using the Longueuil kind of hub that they had at the time. The house that is pictured there is one of the oldest in Longueuil, and I wanted to include it. It's actually a museum, which you can have a look at. And Longueuil, I wanted to show you where it is in relationship to Montreal. Looks like it's really far away, but it's not. It's about less than, I would say, 20 minutes. And that is where they settled. Let's see the family they created. Now, Jean became, this is like one of the rare ones. I had another case early on that he was a notary and a judge. There's been a few, but they're few and far between. He becomes a notary and the judge for the seigneurie of Longueuil in 1678. So he assumes a very prominent position in this new place that he has called home, is calling home. Jean and Jeanne would go on to have 10 children. Marie-Thérèse married Jacques Viot and had 10 children, 7 of whom reached adulthood. Catherine would unfortunately die in infancy. Jeanne died at 1 year of age. Jeanne Catherine married Alexandre Lacoste but died at the age of 16 without any descendants. Rhine married Bertrand Viot and had 4 children, 4 of whom made it to adulthood. Jean married Marie-Claude Chargent and had 5 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Madeleine married Pierre Charon and had 9 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. And we have Michel, who married Angélique Dupré and had 5 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marie-Joseph married Étienne Chau and had 8 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite would die at 1 year of age. Jean would pass away at Longueuil between 1699 and 1702. We do not have a burial record for him. Jeanne, however, we do have, and she was buried June 6th at 1703. So they died within a few years of each other, which I'm not surprised of. I felt like, again, that connection was very strong and powerful. At the spot where the pioneers were buried, the cemetery now has a memorial dedicated to the early pioneers of that area, of which, of course, Jean Robet, Guy Lapointe, and Jeanne Charton were among the most prominent. So that is there. If this is your descendancy or your ancestors, this would be a spot that you definitely want to visit. The Roi resources, I always recommend the La Société des Filles du Roi et Soldats au Carignan. Have a look at that and see if that's something that you would like to join. I'm the membership chairperson. Wonderful little, you know, frameable certificate that you get, listing your name with your ancestors, really nice. But I was using that site even before I became a member, so I can honestly tell you that it's a wonderful website. And they have been around since 1994, so it's the test of time. And then we have Les Filles du Roi Descendancy, our Facebook group that's new to me, but I love it. It's got about 5,000 members, which is very, very nice. And then Migration is a website that I use almost daily. It just is a wonderful labor of love. It has information on Les Filles du Roi, the Carignan soldiers, just different places, lots of pictures, you know, and even documents. And have a look at that. I don't think you'll be disappointed. We end number 95. Jeanne and Jean were definitely people that not only were a power couple, I would call them a power couple, but they also had a love and a commitment to each other that you can clearly see in the strength of their union, and the fact that they you know, kind of died at the same, you know, within a few years of each other. In 1729, their descendancy was a remarkable, amazing 130 descendants, of which my viewer is one of them. And so you can see that the lines and the commitment to building and creating and just being present in a community as such as they would have are very strong in that. And so we thank Jeanne for her contribution to being the wife of such a prominent man. And I'm sure that he relied upon her wisdom and was able to function better because of her. And because of her, we are grateful for her sacrifice and her contribution to New France. Until we meet again on episode number 96, I bid you adieu and au revoir.